What's up, cycle breakers and spiritual hoes? I'm your host, Jacqueline Sun. This is where we discuss everything from our generational trauma to friendship breakups to dating stories and everything else in between, all emotions included. We are here to support each other through the non-linear journey of unlearning and deconditioning so we can find peace and fulfillment in life. But sometimes things get too deep, so we definitely got to sprinkle in some belly laughs from time to time. Have no fear, there is no judgment here. Absolutely nothing is too weird for us. My Aquarius Mars loves the unconventional shit. So get cozy, bitch. We're going to laugh, cry, and glow the fuck up. Consistency, motivation, and success. So I feel like these are definitely some buzzwords that we hear in society all the time. And they've been on my mind a lot lately. So I thought I would just share with you what I've been thinking about, how I've been redefining and rediscovering what these words mean to me personally. So to start off with consistency, I feel like we kind of know how I feel about this already because I talk about it so much. But to reiterate, I feel like after learning about human design, it completely changed my mindset and my perspective on consistency. And I feel like a lot of the times, people in our society, they feel discouraged because they feel like they cannot be consistent. But I feel like it's because a lot of the times we are trying to be consistent to the wrong thing. And we are forcing ourselves to adhere to these routines that aren't really serving us. So first of all, in human design, the arrows at the top tell us whether or not we are someone who is naturally more consistent or not. If you have a lot of left-pointing arrows, it means that you are someone who is naturally a bit more masculine and more routine-based and consistent in your day-to-day life, in your thinking. If you're someone who has a lot of right-pointing arrows, it means that you have more feminine energy and you naturally go with the flow more. So me personally, I have a lot of left arrows in my chart. Like I have 3 left-pointing arrows and I only have 1 right-pointing arrow, which is the one that tells me that I am a non-specific type of manifester. So I need to focus more on the feeling of what I'm manifesting rather than getting into the specific details. But even for someone like me, I feel like throughout so much of my life, I would force myself to follow these routines that were taking me away from my intuition. And I think right now, how I'm defining consistency or discipline or, you know, self willpower, whatever those things, I'm defining it as I just want to be consistent to listening to my intuition, making sure I bring myself back to my body, listen to what my body is telling me. And my body could be telling me different things every single day. You know, we're not robots. For example, like I'm someone who usually likes to like eat meals around the same time every single day. And my human design actually says this as well. Like I do better when I eat around the same times. And but it still doesn't mean that it's like to the hour, to the second, to the minute. You know what I mean? Like it's just roughly the same structure, but there's still freedom within that structure. Like let's say one day, let's say an example, I normally eat, let's say around 9 a.m. But that day, maybe I'm not that hungry at 9 a.m. I'm not going to force myself to eat something just because, you know, I usually eat around this time. You know what I mean? And I feel like a lot of people, especially those of us who have experienced a lot of trauma, I find that we have this conditioning. Maybe it's part of, you know, my Virgo moon as well. I find that Virgo tendencies, this earth signs in general, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, sometimes there's this rigidity to them, you know, they feel like they have to stick to a routine in order to be successful when in fact that's not the case. And I find that that's why a lot of people fall short of their goals. A lot of people get discouraged because they're not listening to their bodies. I'll give you guys another example. Like before, when I was just getting into meditation, because meditation was really difficult for me. Like even now, it's not really something that I enjoy doing all the time. It's just something that I will do whenever I feel called to it. But I definitely wanted to experiment with meditation. You know, that's kind of how I view all these modalities and all these tools. I'm always willing to try something before I form my own opinion on it. So in the beginning, when I first started meditating, I didn't set like a strict structure on myself where I was like, I have to meditate for an hour every single day, because that's how I used to be. You know, like I used to be a very extremist person. I would always set these kind of absolutes. I did that a lot with my health and fitness regimen. You know, back when I was super into working out, when I was a fitness junkie, a personal trainer, I did that so much that it led to disordered eating habits for me and really unhealthy mindsets, because I would be so hard on myself when I couldn't meet my own goals or my own standards. But I didn't realize that the structure I was giving myself, the goals I was setting, it was like extremely unrealistic. It was coming from this perfectionist mindset. So, having gone through that, when I was learning how to meditate, I told myself, like, this is just my priority as of right now. You know, I'm keeping it top of mind. I'm not saying I have to meditate X amount of times per week. It doesn't even matter how many times I do it. It's just at the top of my mind. So whenever I have time, I will do a meditation session. And sometimes it's like 2 minutes, you know, 2 minutes, 5 minutes. I would gradually build up whenever I felt ready, but I started off with bite-sized pieces that felt simple enough for me, felt easy enough for me. And I feel like this is how to overcome, you know, the extremist mindset. A lot of people, me included, I would set these goals that were just so unattainable. Like, how can you jump from 0 to 100 when you're a beginner? For example, like working out in the gym, like if you've never lifted weights before, you're not gonna go in the first day and suddenly lift 200 pounds. Like, that's gonna damage your body. And I feel like this relates to so many other things in our lives, any other type of behavior or habit that you want to build, you got to make sure you start with bite-sized pieces. So that's on consistency. And moving on to motivation, I find that so many people ask the question of, like, how do you stay motivated? And in the past, I feel like I had a very hyper masculine view of this. You know, before I was very cutthroat and I was like, you know, you're not going to be motivated every single day. It's about self-discipline. But it came from this place of like pushing myself in an overly masculine way, not showing myself compassion or self-love. It was just this like really tough love. But I don't really agree with that anymore, because I feel like it's, as females especially, like, we're here to be in our feminine energy. We're here to listen to our intuition, listen to our bodies. And it's not about forcing yourself to do something that you don't want to do, to force yourself to be someone who you aren't. And that's why I love human design, because I feel like it gives us permission to be ourselves, gives us permission to do the things that come naturally to us. Because now, especially because the transit this year for the North Node has been in Taurus, and we're coming close to the end of that transit. Like, the North Node is going to be moving into Aries soon. I feel like I'm really kind of rounding up this energy and this lesson of, like, I just want to live a life of ease. Ease and flow. I feel like that's very much like Taurus energy, here to experience, you know, the indulging quality things in life. Like, that's really all I want to achieve now. And I feel like before, my motivation was so fueled by trauma. You know, it's fueled by trauma and ego It came from a lot of anger. I had so much anger towards my family, my parents during my upbringing, a lot of resentment there, which fueled a lot of my trauma. And I feel like that's why I had so much energy to do like intense workouts because I was so angry. And I spent so many years not knowing how to express that anger, suppressing it, viewing anger as a negative thing when it's really not, and it's something you're meant to learn how to express in a healthy way. And I was actually thinking about this morning, how I find that when I get really deeply angry about something, it's really challenging for me to let go of it. And before I was like, oh, it's probably because of, all my water signs. I feel like water signs feel things so deeply and it's just like hard for them to let go. I feel like that could be part of it. It's the shadow tendency of the water signs. But I also feel like the way that I learned how to deal with anger is by viewing how my caretakers dealt with anger. And in my case, it was my mom a lot of the time. And I think about when I was younger, I feel like my mom had a lot of explosive anger, especially towards my dad. I would like see them fight a lot. And it was really difficult for her to let go of things. Like she would bring up the same thing over and over again in arguments. And I was really young at this point. Like I think I started seeing this probably when I was like between the ages of 3 to 6, and it continued a little bit as I got a little bit older too. And I feel like those are very like developmental years for children. So seeing my mom like not being able to like let go of something or like make a different decision that would help her, change her situation or, find a way to release this anger and let go of it in a healthy way. I feel like that's what I learned. And I think that's part of the reason why it's so difficult for me to let go of anger. And this is something that I'm still working through. I'm still processing. I talked to you guys in a previous episode about how I'm like processing the anger that came up during the Aries eclipse. Like I talked about that in episode 198 and 199. And I find that that issue, like, it's a bit better now, but I still feel quite a bit of anger towards it. And I'm just honestly working through it. And I'm like, how do I let go of this? Because I know it's not healthy for me to be hanging on to this. And I also don't feel like, but I also don't want to rush myself. I don't want to like suppress the emotions. But I'm like, how do I kind of redirect and pivot whenever I fall into those like deep moments of anger and resentment? So that I just went off on a whole tangent here on anger, but I felt like anger really motivated a lot of my goals before. And it was a lot of like ego-driven energy as well, because I would be like, I just want to achieve all this to show all the haters in my life that I'm successful. I was like, how I had a lot of anger towards my ex before, my ex's mom. I was like, I just want to be so successful that I'm gonna like prove to these people that I'm living my best life now, But I realized that that wasn't healthy, like that I don't want my motivation to come from that space. And I really want it to come from a place where it's just for my own happiness, for my own fulfillment, for my own joy. And other things that motivated my goals before was a lot of lack, a lot of fear. I feel like this is very much like generational trauma in my Asian culture because I feel like a lot of my ancestors probably grew up poor. And especially even my dad said he grew up poor. And even though he's like so much better now, he's like pretty making a decent living for himself. I feel like there's still those roots of lack and like fear of not having enough, which I find come up from time to time. And my friend Shay actually helped me do some Akashic clearing the other day. And I do feel like that was very helpful. She's done that for me multiple times, which I appreciate so much. And I feel like it really does help me clear a lot of these like generational trauma things. I did an episode with Shay in episode 186. So if you guys haven't listened to that, definitely go check it out. I feel like Akashic clearing and just like going into my Akashic records has been one of the biggest things that have helped me release all these like feelings of anger, lack, and fear, and all that stuff. So when I reflect on my previous motivation style and how it was driven, because I wanted status, because I wanted money, because I wanted these like material achievements. All of that simply led to burnout. And you guys know I've been talking so much about learning how to balance my masculinity and my femininity. And before, it was very much like masculine driven. So I would just push myself to the point of burnout. And I feel like throughout my Saturn return too, that was a big lesson for me because Saturn is in my sixth house of day-to-day work and health. I feel like a lot of my Saturn return lessons were about me kind of redefining what that looks for myself. And I understand what people say now, they work to live and they don't live to work. I never really understood that before because, I feel like earth signs, they love working, Virgo, Capricorn, Taurus, they love to work. But I feel like I put so much of my identity in working that it was so much in the shadow tendencies. And now I'm like, I just want to work so that I have enough money to enjoy life. I want to be here for the experiences and not just material achievements. I've talked to you guys so much in the episodes, even the episode just before this, about how there's nothing wrong with liking nice things. I still love nice material things, but those are not the main course of life. They're just like a bonus, you know? And I'll tell you guys about this dream I had the other day that was so vivid, so intense, and I woke up like so frantic from it. So basically, in this dream, I was in college. So I was on campus with a bunch of friends, like friends that I don't actually know in real life, but in my dream, they were friends. And our thing about in the dream was that we would just go on a bunch of adventures. And then one friend pointed out, like as we were waiting for the train, that we need to be careful because there's a lot of cracks that we can fall into. And if you fall into them, you will literally die. And I didn't even notice that before in the dream. And after my friend pointed it out, I was like super scared and like nervous of falling in the cracks. And then at one point, we were going on this adventure where we were going somewhere up high. It was close to an airplane, and you know how it's like so windy because the airplane propellers and that sort of thing were like going off. And then this lady, this random older lady, opens this door, and then two babies like fall out of it and then they die because they're like they fall into the cracks. And I was so shocked that this happened and I was like, what is going on? And then the lady came up to us and gave us two gifts. It was like this teddy bear and a puffer jacket. I really don't know what the meaning of that was, but it was kind of implied that she didn't want us to say anything about the dead babies. So I was just shocked when I woke up from that. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, why did I just dream about like babies being killed? But then I Googled a meaning and I found this regarding dead twin babies dream. And it says that the image of the dying twins could draw your attention to the unconscious masculine and feminine energy. And I felt like this was so on point for me because I'm still learning, to balance my feminine and masculine. And I feel like when we first started, living in the hotel here as we're in between moving, I felt a bit stagnant and a bit stuck because I feel like right now I'm really meant to be in my feminine in a mode of just receiving. I'm not really meant to take any action to move forward with my career yet. And I was feeling very uncomfortable because my body wanted to take action out of a place of fear. I felt like I wasn't doing enough. I was like, I feel stuck. I feel like I'm not moving forward. So I really feel like this dream is no coincidence because it's bringing up the fact that I was feeling uncomfortable in my feminine energy. So that was my dream. And the last word here, success. What is my definition of success? I feel like this has changed for me so much over the years. And right now, I would say that success is a feeling to me. It's not about material possessions or achievements. Like, it doesn't really matter at the end of the day, like what degree you have, like what position you have in your career. Those things don't bring me fulfillment. And I've truly realized that success to me right now is a feeling. It's a feeling of, being able to show love and receive love to people in your life. It's a feeling of feeling like you're truly fulfilling your purpose. And this is something that I constantly need to kind of bring myself back to, because I feel like a lot of my conditioning has me focused on kind of like worldly achievements, and especially with my Taurus midheaven, the shadow tendency of that is being overly materialistic, overly focused on the money and things like that. So I do constantly need to bring myself back and remind myself that success is a feeling. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Glow Radio. Your support truly means the world to me. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely share it on your stories, tag me so I can reshare it. And if you're a real one, go leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Lots of love.